Welcome to the Living a Naturally Healthy Life podcast with Delaine, the MD, the podcast for people looking to correct chronic illnesses such as diabetes through lifestyle change. I'm Dr. Delaine Vaughn. As a physician, I see many patients who are ill because of lifestyle decisions such as food choices. Typically, diseases such as diabetes are managed with pills or injections. This approach creates a vicious, expensive, and unhealthy cycle of medication and then more medication to address the negative side effects. As a physician and a life coach, I work with clients to resolve their diseases, get off their medications, and live a naturally healthy life. If you don't like the healthcare system in America, I recommend you use less of it by being naturally healthy. So if you feel there has to be a better, more natural way to live a healthy life, you are in the right place.
And welcome to the Reversing Diabetes with Delaine MD podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Delaine Vaughn. I'm a board certified family practice doctor and a certified life and weight coach. And what I do in my business, Delaine MD, is that I help people, diabetics, type 2 diabetics, reverse their diabetes, learn how to make the lifestyle changes that they need to so that they can stop struggling with their health and start living the life that they've always dreamed of. So that's what I help people do. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you will not notice, but if you're watching this on YouTube, you will see that this is I used to call them Wild Hair Wednesdays because it just worked out that my hair was always done wild and a little out of control on Wednesdays. So it was Wild Hair Wednesdays, but it is Tuesday. In fact, it is not Wednesday. So it's more of like a Tangled Tuesday. So if you're watching on YouTube, you are seeing that it's kind of a Tangled Tuesday kind of day with my hair. It is December 8th when I'm recording this. This podcast will be going out over the weekend. December 13th, I think, is when it will drop out. And so you see Christmas lights behind me. I love the Christmas season. But more than that, it is also the season of coming to the end of 1 year and the beginning of a new year. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. Not so much New Year's resolutions, but more discussing what we want to leave behind in 2020. And it really is, as I personally am starting to sit and think about, what do I want for 2021? And what am I done with in 2020? 2020 has been this kind of crazy year where we've really had a unique experience. All of that's a thought, right? But I do think it is a pretty, commonly held belief that 2020 has just been unique. We don't get global pandemics every year, right? That's something kind of unique to 2020. There's been a lot of things that have happened in 2020 that many of us are ready to kind of walk away from and leave behind. But I want to talk about that. And I also want to talk a little bit about, as you start, I really want to challenge you. If you're a longtime listener of this podcast, what do you want to make 2021 about? What did you make 2020 about? How far did you get with those goals, with those resolutions, quote unquote? How far did you get with those plans? Let's, think about, what do you want for 2021? What big things are you setting up 2021 to be? So I think that the New Year's is a fun time. I think planning is a very fun time, and recognizing that that's kind of part of this. And it's a new slate. Like, what do you want that to be about? I feel like that's frequently a very motivating experience to go through the process of planning. And I feel like it brings a lot of excitement to people. Sometimes excitement can be overwhelming and kind of get you in a tizzy and not very focused. But other times it's that motivation that you need to kind of push you over into making some new behaviors and new habits. So I encourage people to really look at those goals, those plans, what it is that they want to do differently from year to year, what is, commonly known as New Year's resolutions. I really encourage people to look at those seriously. Don't just make them on the 31st. Don't just make them on the 30th. Like, really think about them. What is it that you want to complete in 2021? And what is it going to take? Like, what are you going to have to do? What are you going to have to sacrifice? What are you going to have to continually be willing to work on? What are you going to have to do to make that happen? Because before you make that resolution, before you make those plans, before you make that commitment, are you willing to do what it's going to take, is really what it comes down to. That's the question at hand. So as you're looking at 2021 and what you want to plan for that, definitely like chew that over, figure out, what is it that I'm going to have to do to make that happen? But before we get to that, before you get to 2021, I want to talk to you about what you want to leave behind in 2020. Because on December 8th, we still have almost 3 weeks, a little over 3 weeks, really, in December to make 2020 what you wanted it to be, of what you want to walk away from in 2020. So again, 2020, there's a lot of stuff that we want to walk away from. A lot of stuff we'd like to leave behind in 2020. We'd like to leave behind social unrest, global pandemics, face masks, social distancing, elections, voting while in a face mask and social distancing, holidays with social distancing, homeschooling, homeworking, your kids going back to school only to come back home from school, Christmas shopping, all of that during a global pandemic. I think most of us would agree. I'd like to leave that in 2020. I'd like that not to come into 2021 with me. I'd like to see what that is if I leave that behind. 2020 has truly been a unique year for all sorts of reasons. And some of that uniqueness and some of those struggles and challenges have really had the cream rise to the top. Like, it's really brought out the best of us in some ways. And in other ways, it's really been challenging, and we're ready to like walk away from that challenge. And I understand that. Most of us have a list of things that we would love to leave in 2020. But when you think of your life and your health, I want you to answer the question of what would you like to leave behind in 2020? I feel like this is a really profound question that you can ask yourself. The answers are truly life-changing. And the way that I teach it to my clients is not jumping and running, right? That is not what I'm teaching here. That's not what I'm talking about when I'm talking about leaving things behind. I'm not talking about looking at something that's caused you struggle and strife and having this disgust for it and dumping and running it. Dumping it on the side of the road and running off, that is not what I'm talking about. The way I teach it is far more loving and empowering. So let's jump into that. Most people will say that the things that they want to leave behind are the things that they cause, that cause them struggle, that cause them strife in their life. That's what they want to leave behind. They want to leave behind Reese's peanut butter cups. They want to leave those in 2020. They want to drop pizza off on the doorstep on December 31st and walk away and never look back, right? They want to drop French fries and wings off at the post office with a label that says, lose me in 2020. That's what they think, because they believe it's the food that has caused them the struggle and the strife. They believe that it is the M&Ms, the candy. My puppy's here in the room with me. If you just heard that shake, my dog's in here with me. They believe it's the M&Ms and the candy that have caused them so much discomfort and so much struggle. People give this answer, these foods that they want to leave in 2020, they give this as an answer because they want to get away from the discomfort of that endless struggle. And the endless struggle is really something they are creating in their life. It has nothing to do with the Reese's peanut butter cups. It has nothing to do with the pizza. It has nothing to do with the wings and the fries. This is all stuff that we create in our life. And it's interesting that they believe that it's the food that is the source of their struggle. When it's not, it's the thoughts, right? The food, they tell themselves it's the food that is the source of the strife. And what you're not seeing is it's your beliefs and your thoughts about the food that are causing you the struggle and the strife. So the way I teach my clients in my program is how to look at these foods as what they are, what they've been in your life, which is a tool. These foods have been a tool that you've used in your life to get through the hard times before you had better tools. And that's how I teach it that's different, right? I encourage my clients to visualize the things that they are ready to be done with, and then see themselves leaving those things on the side of a road. I like envision my journey as a walk on a road, and I've used certain tools and I leave them on the side of the road. So when you're done with Twizzlers or Cheetos or potato chips or frozen pizza or 5-gallon tubs of ice cream, I encourage you to see how you've used these things in your life, how they have served you in your life. I encourage people to really investigate this. Most of the time, my clients immediately want to jump to, there's no way these foods have served me. These foods have only harmed me and made my life difficult. And this is where I challenge my clients. Walking around with something that's of no use is very easy to drop and leave, right? If you're walking around with a 50-pound weight around your neck that makes your life hard and makes it a struggle, you just stop doing it. You don't hold on to the 50-pound weight. You don't keep going back to it. You don't cling to it with nostalgia. You don't tell yourself how hard it is to put the 50-pound weight down. You don't struggle with that. The things that truly have no purpose in your life are very easy to walk away from. There is no struggle. There is no strife. However, the food has in fact served you in some way. You have had a service from this food. The food has been there from childhood on, I would venture. If you remember back in school when you were a kid, if you had a bad day, let's go for ice cream. If you had a good day, let's go for ice cream. If you remember, food was there when you were having fun with your friends after a high school football game. That same food was there when those same friends were being rude to you in the lunchroom and you would turn to the food then. That food was there when you were studying in college and you were up late and you needed something to either take away the boredom, give yourself a little flare in the middle of the night because it was hard to stay awake, right? The food was there for you then. That same food was there for you when the object of your affection did not reciprocate your feelings. Food was there at every graduation, wedding, baby shower, funeral, girls' night out, birthday party, anniversary celebration, and holiday gathering. Every feeling you didn't want to feel and every feeling that you wanted to intensify, food was there to help you out and do its part. Food has served you. Food did serve you. My suspicion is food continues to serve you in some way. And this is why it's not as easy as just saying, I don't want food in my life anymore and I'm going to leave it. This is the difference in the way that I teach my clients on how to leave it behind. So the first step is that you honor it. You acknowledge it. You accept the role that food has served in your life. You recognize that it has been there for you in so many ways, in so many different times. And then the second step, and this is where you really stretch. This is where people are like, oh no, I can't do it. I want you to thank the food for its service. Show some freaking gratitude. Your brain has used food for decades to help you feel better. That's all it's done. Your brain wasn't trying to make your life chaos or difficult or struggle or strife. It wasn't what your brain was trying to do. Certainly your brain does not benefit in any way from you becoming diabetic and dying an early death because of it. Your brain is not trying to use the food to hurt you. It's lovingly trying to make your life a little easier, and M&Ms are the quickest way to do it. It's kind of like when your mother, when you call your mom and you tell her how hard my boss is being a jerk, my boyfriend's treating me bad. When you're a young adult and you're calling your mom, you're like, it's horrible, life's hard. And your mama says, come home. What you need is mom. You need to crawl in my lap. You need me to rub your back. Come on home. Let me make it better. You understand that you have to get up and go to work in the morning. You can't just come home to mama and crawl under her lap and let mama make it a little easier. You can't do that. You know you have things to do. Your mom isn't trying to get you fired from your job. Your mom's just trying to make it easier. So when you think that your brain is just trying to make you feel a little better, and M&Ms are kind of the quickest route to it, recognize it's a service. It's not trying to ruin your life. So thank your brain the same way you'd thank a loving relative. Thank the food for the help that it's offering, and then just kindly decline the invitation. It sounds something like when I do it in my head, I know I've used food in the past to make the situation easier, but now I have other tools. I don't need to use the M&Ms to manage my feelings anymore. I've got this. I like to think of my health journey as this walking journey, right? There's a path that I'm walking on. I am walking through this journey. Sometimes there's uphills, sometimes there's downhills, sometimes there's stumbles, sometimes there's rocks and stones in the way that trip me up, right? I have used tools along this path to get me along my journey, right? Some of the tools have served me for a time only. Some of them served me for a longer time. When these tools that I've been using don't serve me anymore, then I just stop using them. Some tools will serve you forever. Some tools won't serve you forever. When I continue to drag along a tool that's no longer serving my needs, it becomes like that 50-pound weight around my neck. It's just dragging me down. I can always opt to put the tool down, to drop the 50-pound weight, to drop the tool that no longer serves me and leave it on the side of the road. I like to visualize leaving it nicely packed for someone else who might need that tool along their journey on this path. That's how I visualize it. Many times when I work through this visualization process or practice with my clients, they immediately jump to never, ever would I leave this toxic tool for anyone else to suffer and struggle with. Never would I leave this strife for anyone else. And this is what I know they haven't acknowledged, accepted, and recognized with love the service that the food has served them, has been to them, the service that the food has given them. for my own path, I recognize that the food was there for me when I was scared, when I was confused, when I was hurt, worried, anxious, frustrated, irritated, happy, in love, excited, elated, and overwhelmed on both sides of the good or bad, right? Like, I understand that food was there to serve me. Food was there to help me manage those emotions by either stuffing them down and suppressing them or by trying to intensify them so I got more of the emotion. Food was there. And I'm thankful it was there to moderate, to help me manage, to help me moderate these emotions. Without the food, I could have turned to any number of other vices that could have caused more havoc in my life, worked more chaos into my life, right? Like, I certainly could have been worse off in my health. I've never had a drinking problem. I've never had a drug use problem. I've never smoked cigarettes because I didn't need those vices. I was busy using food. I'm grateful I was busy using food because I can see where there were bigger vices, harder vices, vices that maybe would have caused my life far more chaos, right? Far more struggle and strife, wreaked more havoc in my life, those other vices would have. I am truly grateful for the role that food has played in my life so that I did not have to turn to those other things to manage my life and manage my emotions. But now here I am. I have all sorts of other tools in my armory that I can turn to. I no longer need food to manage my emotions. So now it's time I can leave that tool of using food to manage my emotions on the side of the road for someone else who might be in some desperate need and a desperate place where they need something to help them through a hard time in their life. And they don't have the other tools. So they might need the M&Ms. They might need the pizza. They might need the fries and the wings. They might need the ice cream. They might need those things. I don't need it right now. I don't need it anymore. That's not something I need in my life. I have other tools. When I can think of the love and the gratitude that's offered in this mindset towards these challenging parts of my life, I find it so much easier to let go of the things that aren't serving me. They served me for a time. They had a season in my life, a spell in my life, and they no longer serve me anymore. And when I visualize leaving it on the side of the road in the best condition I can, so that somebody else in a similar situation that I was in can come across it and use it if they need it, that's a tool that they can have until they don't need it anymore. I love visualizing it that way. Again, with love, with compassion, with all sorts of things. It's not dropping and running. It's not like dumping and running my crappy or running from my crappy tool, right? I realize the service that food has had for me. So when I work through this visualization process, I feel calm. I feel love. I feel compassion. I feel in control. And then I feel empowered. Those are feelings that I totally want to bring into 2021 with me. Leaving food as a way to manage my emotions back behind me in 2020. So I would encourage you to do this, to work through this visualization process. You might be aware, and I'm going to leave you with this thought. I've been reading this book, I recently finished the book, Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. I've truly enjoyed this book. I've mentioned it in a lot of my social media postings because I really feel like it had tons to offer. And one of the many stories that Matthew McConaughey shares in this book is the story of a man who found himself addicted to drugs. This man went to an older mentor of his and confessed the struggle. He had actually kind of been caught by this mentor and was really embarrassed about where he found himself in his life. So he went to this mentor and he apologized and he admitted to the drug use. He endorsed his embarrassment with the use and admitted to kind of losing his way. After spilling his heart out to this mentor of his, he looked up and asked, "What should I do?" He asked his mentor, "What do I do?" And the mentor answered with a very simple yet powerful statement. He said, "I've never had trouble turning the page in the book of my life." And that's what I want to encourage you to look at this as. It's so simple. The simplicity of the statement. Sometimes it's just turning the page. It's just time to move on. And really, it can be that for you. So this is what I encourage you to do as you're looking at your New Year's resolutions, quote unquote. I don't like that word resolutions. I really like calling it a plan. I like calling it a commitment. I like calling it all sorts of other things. Resolutions, I feel like, is a little trite, but a functional word. I still use it clearly. So I want you to encourage to I want to encourage you to look at what is it that you want to leave behind. And then it's truly as simple as turning the page and leaving it behind. If this is where you're needing help on learning the tools that you use instead of the food, that's certainly what I offer in my program. That's what Delane MD offers type 2 diabetics when they're trying to figure out how to turn the page from this chapter in their life that they've been sick and diabetic, that's keeping them from doing the things that they want to do with their life. That's what I help people do. Recognize it's simple. Simple's not always easy. So that's where coaching comes in. That's where what I do helps people figure this struggle out and end the strife and this challenging part of their life. If that's something you're interested in, send a message to Delane at DelaneMD.com and we can get started. And then also make sure you check out my website, DelaneMD.com. There's a lot more help there, information there if you're interested in that. So I hope you have a great week. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to send me an email and ask. I'm happy to answer anything. And definitely start looking at your New Year's resolutions and what plans you want to have for 2021. I will talk with you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends and family. Also, leave me a review. If you want to resolve your diabetes naturally without any pills or injections, I can help you. Visit DelaneMD.com for more information. Click on the Work With Me tab, send me a message, and we can set up a mini coaching session. You guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.